This is Talking Business. I'm joined now by Deborah Bourlignon, who's the Chief Technology Officer for Dimension Data in Australia. Hi, Deborah.
Hello, Alan.
Now, Dimension Data, a Johannesburg-based business. It's been around quite a while now, I think 25 years or something, and now owned by NTT of Japan. It stands for Nippon Telephone and Telegraph or something. That's correct. So obviously you're part of the Australian end.
That's right. My role in Australia is to look after all of our assets here and define what our strategy is relevant to our clients and the sectors we operate in here. And that can be quite different around the world. You know, it's interesting, even though the world's going through sort of digital transformation and globalisation, it's expressed differently in different regions.
So tell us what Dimension Data does. What is it?
Well, Dimension Data is about an $8 billion global company, and our core role is that we're a systems integrator. And that means it's a bit different today from what it was even 5 years ago. So increasingly now what we're doing is providing integration across a whole range of digital assets that our clients have. They might have multifarious hybrid cloud operations. They have multiple data sets and applications, and they operate in increasingly dynamic ecosystems, and they need the ability to integrate all that together into one estate that's securely managed. So that is essentially what we do.
Right. And what about in Australia? I mean, what does Chief Technology Officer in Australia mean?
Okay, so we have some capabilities in Australia that span most aspects of the transformation that our clients are going through in this digital era. So we have capabilities in the area of applications, data and analytics, digital advisory and digital transformation, as well as moving into large-scale data management, which is an increasing capability that's required to bring everything together to orchestrate real-time and digital world. And look, increasingly, as I said earlier, it's about being able to integrate the digital infrastructure that, as we move out of the past of, you know, very data-centric closed systems into a blend of legacy for our heritage organisations in Australia, blending those data centre assets with cloud environments, and the increasing rise of mobility and hyperconnection, as well as a big trend today in the growth of the connection of things. So as we move from
You mean the Internet of Things,
yeah,
as we call it?
Yeah, exactly. The Internet of Things. So, you know, there's 100 times more things connected today than there was even 10 years ago. 10 times more people connected, and 3,000 times more data. That's truly exponential. It's a much more fluid, dynamic capability that's required to bring all that together, to integrate it and operate it as one overarching capability. And moreover, the fact of the matter is that even only 5 years ago, we considered our technology environments as having a perimeter, and we secured them accordingly. There are no perimeters today because we operate in ecosystems. You know, over 85% of the data that flows in the world today is flowing through the cloud. So the cloud doesn't have a boundary.
So are you involved in blockchain?
Yes, we are involved in blockchain, and there's some, you know, interesting early use cases that are coming forward into, you know, the enterprise production arena. Fair to say that it's still in, you know, the evolution.
It's early days. Someone told me the other day that they thought that all data in the world will end up being on a blockchain. Do you think that's right?
Well, it's really interesting. So I just said before, 85% of data is flowing through the cloud, and 85% of data is coming more from things than from people, because we have 6 times more things connected than people. So what that means, Alan, is that it's no longer efficient for data to to flow in and out of centralised systems. You need the things at the edge, the intelligent devices, to be able to communicate amongst each other, to analyse data, to action, decide an action.
How does blockchain make that easier?
Well, these centralised architectures aren't really coping with where these systems are going. It's like our digital fabric has become threadbare. Now, a blockchain is a natively distributed architecture. It's actually designed to allow the flow of information between the nodes at the edge. So it's a more natural architecture for where things are going. The other thing that's really quite important about blockchain is that a lot of our key security issues are derived from the fact that our centralised architectures make us honeypots, and we all know that from some of the hacking incidents that have occurred in recent times. The more centralised data is, the more data is sort of owned and monetised by a central body, the more vulnerable we all are. So blockchain gives both the control of trust and privacy, and for that matter, the ability to monetise our own data, back to the owners and players at the nodes.
Yeah, a few people have said, and I've read, that blockchain is the most overhyped technology in history, and it's all overhyped, and it's and obviously everyone is connected with Bitcoin and the Bitcoin bubble and all that stuff. But it sounds like you wouldn't agree with that. Do you think that blockchain really is a big deal?
I think it is fundamentally an overhaul of the classical architecture that we have for technology systems, and it's suited to new times. It's still incredibly early days. And I know even 2 years ago, you know, the hype was saying, oh, blockchain's inviolate. Well, we now know it isn't inviolate from a security point of view. And with the rise of artificial intelligence, there'll be ways of hacking blockchain. But it is fun. It is actually a leapfrog in terms of its security profile over centralised architectures.
So is your company going to have a role in this, do you think? Are you going to be a blockchain business?
Well, we're here to enable whatever it is that it helps accelerate our own clients' transformation agenda. So blockchain has a central role to play in that. You know, there's some interesting... Well, I mentioned there's a couple of early use cases coming forward that are being fully industrialised. Now, you might be aware of some of the ones in financial services around replacing legacy, you know, large-scale settlement platforms. But there's an interesting one happening in Japan at the moment with one of our sister companies, NTT Data. So, and it shows how previous supply chains, traditional supply chains, are becoming prepared to disrupt themselves in order to prevent being disrupted. So Japan has a very sort of dominant shipping and freighting industry. A number of the players in that industry, about 14 of them, banks, insurance companies and the shipping companies themselves, conducted a year or so of blockchain experiments to see what additional security and streamlining or cost out they could drive around the management of that whole industry. So after a year of blockchain experiments, which is sort of pretty agile for a traditional industry in Japan like that, they're now going forward with productionising that capability. And the main benefits are the securitisation of the assets that are moving through that supply chain. Obviously, the fact that it's a great fraud prevention system, but also the massive amount of cost that can be taken out of the supply chain by simply disintermediating what were quite linear and convoluted processes.
And this is all on blockchain?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, it sounds like you are becoming a blockchain business, and I guess the founder of Dimension Data wouldn't never have imagined that when he started the company in 1983.
Well, they were pretty bold and had big imaginations, but no. And that's the exciting thing about the industry that we work in, Alan. You know, I can't be sure about anything 3 years beyond. I have a view of how things are evolving and how
important it is. It must be hard for you to keep up sometimes, Deborah.
yes, it definitely is. But if you keep your eye on what what things are really needed to transform economies and societies, you have a pretty good idea and a firm belief on where you should co-innovate to create value.
It's been very interesting to talk to you. Thank you very much for coming in.
Yes, thank you, Alan.
I've been talking to Deborah Bourdignon, who is the Chief Technology Officer of Dimension Data Australia.